Well, as we know, the young woman at the centre of the most recent abortion controversy has been speaking in the Irish Times today about her situation and her attempt to take her own life when she was 16 weeks pregnant. The case has reopened the debate about abortion in Ireland, and also the HSE has now ordered a report into the case that is due to be prepared and published insofar as privacy considerations will allow by the end of September. I hope to be joined shortly by the Independent Senator Ronan Mullen, but on the line now, Independent Socialist TD for Dublin North, Claire Daly. Good morning to you.
Morning, Sean.
First of all, what do you make of this latest case, and what are the questions you'd like to see answered in the HSE report?
I suppose what everybody is asking now is how many horrific cases do we have to go through before some serious action is taken in relation to dealing with abortion properly in this country. I mean, here we have a young woman who was viciously raped, clearly suicidal, and was not able to access an abortion in Ireland. I mean, if you like, the very circumstances of the X case that we were told that the legislation passed last year was going to deal with have been patently shown up to not deal with it. I mean, on top of that, we have very recently the United Nations human rights hearings were very critical of Ireland not dealing with abortion in rape cases anyway, that this was akin to treating women as vessels. And sadly, it's nearly too much for people to take in, to be honest. We have been inundated since the weekend with women in particular, but I think everybody has been horrified about somebody who was so grossly violated and a victim of rape was really again violated by the Irish state and subjected to such cruel and degrading treatment.
Well,
going on too long.
There seems to be something like a 12-week gap in the accounts of what happened between when she first made it known to authorities, but not necessarily the HSE, that she was pregnant, that she was looking for an abortion, and any action being taken. Mm. Presumably that's an important period to have filled in.
It is, and it shows, if you like, the vacuum that exists because of our incredibly restrictive legislation and essentially because of the Eighth Amendment, which I don't think it's good enough for government ministers to say the next government have to deal with it. It has to be dealt with now. I mean, the reality is the Irish Family Planning Association have been giving help to women for years, but they're prohibited from advising somebody or helping somebody in this position to travel to the UK to get an abortion. And that's essentially what happened, is they were advising and counselling the woman. They gave her the information, but she couldn't do anything about it because she had no money and they couldn't help her in that way.
Ronan Mullen, you were as opposed, I think, as Claire Daly was to the Protection of Life During Pregnancy Bill, as it then was, but for entirely different reasons. But one could surmise that, in fact, the child, which is now in the care of the state, and which was delivered prematurely, actually was delivered simply because maybe the provisions of that act or considerations surrounding it allowed for it to happen.
Well, I think this morning, Sean, our thoughts must be for a very bewildered, upset young woman and a child who is fighting for his life, his or her life, in a hospital incubator. And I don't see how that shows that this new law is working in any way well. I would have a great fear, and I remember from the Oireachtas hearings last year, we heard from a suicide prevention expert, Professor Kevin Malone, who I understand has advised the government, indeed, along over the years in areas of suicide prevention, who warned against any normalisation of suicide or suicidal feelings by creating a link between suicidal feelings and abortion. Dr. Sam Coulter-Smith pointed out at the hearings very clearly that it was wrong to talk about abortion as any kind of treatment for suicidal feelings. And what you're left wondering, and we have to say, we don't know the facts here. We don't know, I mean, there's something unseemly, for example, reading about different news organisations about being gazumped by a PR company. What's going on here? Is it in the interest of this young woman that we would hear from her so quickly after her trauma? We just don't know the forces that are at work, but what we do know for sure is that on the back of the trauma of this young woman, we don't know whether she has been getting the kind of psychological support that would help her get to a place of safety in her mind when she found herself in the situation that she did. But what we do know is that there are organisations and media clamouring to work on public opinion to tell us that it's now time to widen our abortion laws. And you really have to wonder whose welfare is being looked out for in this situation.
But is there not a danger that you're effectively shooting the messenger in that, Ronan Mullen, by, if you like, being critical of the media for bringing this story to the public's attention?
I think it's very important that we would have public attention on the workings of this new abortion legislation. How many cases like this have happened? What has happened? Were the babies involved late term? Did obstetricians in other cases not say, let's wait until we can get the child to a point where he or she will survive? We absolutely must hear from about these cases, including this young woman's story. But I've been very concerned since last year from the beginning in the way this is reported. Not one shred of sympathy evinced for the child. Do you know, for example, Sean, whether the incubator is a boy or a girl?
I don't, and if I did, I don't think I would necessarily say it on air because we're very conscious of the need to respect privacy in this case.
I, with great respect to you, I think that's a pure excuse because the reason I mention it is that it shows how little the focus is on the important fact.
Sean, can I come in here?
Struggling for his or her life in this situation. But what we have had are media panels loaded with people. We have an Irish Times editorial today looking for the change in our constitution to deprive a whole section of the of protection of the law. So I am very worried about the role
we'll come back to that question.
And politicians like Clare, you know, I mean, do some people in our society prefer that children in this situation would end up in a hospital incinerator instead of a hospital incubator?
Clare Daly, you better...
John, could I come in here, you see... I think we have to.
Involved in this situation.
We have to not engage in scaremongering, and we do have to look at the facts and look at the reality. And the logic of Ronan's position is that women who have been the subject of a violent rape, out of which they become pregnant, in his opinion, should be forced to carry to full term the offspring of that violent act. Now, that is cruel and degrading. It's torturous, and it is something which most people would believe is a gross violation of women's rights. Now, that's not just me saying that. It's not just the United Nations saying that. Repeated opinion polls in Ireland have said that the majority of Irish people believe that women who are impregnated as a result of rape should be entitled to access an abortion. And I think what this case clearly brings out and has traumatised people, really, because here we have another tragedy. That woman is obviously incredibly damaged by the whole sequence of events, and whatever way things have ended up, I think everybody would agree she should not have been put through what she seems to have been put through over the past period, and that needs to be addressed. And, you know, we've been unashamed in saying that for a whole period of time, but I find it really offensive that the likes of, you know, Labour ministers are coming out and saying, oh, we did what we said we'd do, we've legislated for X, there is no problem. They haven't legislated for X because clearly this suicidal rape victim couldn't get an abortion in Ireland.
Well, are you saying in that, Clare Daly, that there should be no assessment made as to whether somebody who says she is suicidal is in fact suicidal?
No, I think there is. But there was an assessment done here, but the woman wasn't able to access an abortion. And I suppose there are bigger questions as to why the intervention didn't happen earlier.
And
is the key thing, because nobody is in favour where the option arises of late-term abortions. It's obviously preferable to have that treatment carried out earlier, you know. But so there are unanswered questions about the delay. But the point is really is that vulnerable pregnant people don't have access to full information or availability of services early on, particularly if they're economically vulnerable and with a precarious immigration status.
Sean,
because everybody else just travels to England, you know.
Contrary to Clare's harsh presentation of my views, I'm not interested in forcing anybody. I am interested in proper care to get a mother in any situation where she has suicidal feelings to a situation where she is safe, and also to protect the baby. And my feelings on this would be very well expressed actually by what Breda O'Brien said so eloquently on your programme yesterday, to say that once you're in a situation like this, there is no avoiding horror. The horror has already happened. There is no short-term win-win in this situation. But I go back to what Professor Kevin Malone said last year and told us very clearly at the hearings, that this was a dangerous road to go down, to link to normalise suicidal feelings by linking it as within with abortion. And I think we have the questions. Instead of the media and some politicians jumping on this to try and create capital on the back of these unfortunate people at the heart of this story, I think we need to start asking questions about whether this law is operating in a way which might... I mean, there are people listening to this programme today who might be in this situation in the future. Will this law exacerbate suicidal feelings instead of the message we have to be getting out, and which Claire, if she were being more responsible, would get out, which is that if people are in a situation where they're suicidal, they can be got to a better place. They can be got to safety. And that is the reassuring message, and that would be the first responsibility of a responsible media, is to make sure that people know that whatever situation they find themselves in, help will be available. You can do better than the IFPA, which is only interested in promoting abortion in the end. You can actually get to people who will work with you and care for you and get you through
the situation. Claire Daly.
It is such a patently dishonest argument when the facts of this case show that the IFPA were not able to, if you like, secure an abortion for the woman at the heart of this. So it's a gross exaggeration. The legislation,
the IFPA,
which was passed last
organization,
year, can only facilitate the very small number of people. The reality is that most people faced with a crisis pregnancy, for whatever reason, in Ireland, find the money to travel to the UK, which is a gross hypocrisy. They should be entitled to that treatment at home. It's the very few marginalised people who are vulnerable, who can't get the money and who can't travel, who end up having to present themselves to this sort of tribunal that the government set up under the Act last year. When this young woman did, it was at an advanced stage of the pregnancy. The group of psychiatrists clearly believed that she was suicidal and that the pregnancy should be terminated. And there's much medical evidence to say that not in many cases, but in some cases, a woman's life is at risk of suicide, and abortion is the only answer. Not.
But what consideration, Claire Daly, what consideration do you think should be given to the unborn child at that stage?
Yeah, well, look, it's a medical decision at that stage. I mean, obviously, it's quite late.
Is there a human rights consideration, though, as well?
In many jurisdictions, it will be, late because of the viability. But in the UK, for example, if it was felt that the woman's physical and mental health were going to be irreparably damaged by forcing her to... bring the pregnancy to fruition, as it were, then abortion would be possible. And my belief is that the interests of the woman have to be put centre stage. But it's far preferable for everybody that there shouldn't be late-term abortions. And that is the point. That woman should have had help when she asked for it at 8 weeks, and it would have been a very simple and far preferable outcome. It's quite clear.
Well, we don't know what...
And
that's something...
If Claire was really interested in the welfare of the unfortunate woman involved, she would pay attention to evidence, for example, that in some categories of women, for example, those who have a history of mental health challenges or illness, or those who have been in a coercive situation, may be at an increased risk of suicidality as a result of their abortion. But that doesn't fit the argument for people who don't really care about the vulnerable human beings at the heart of this story, but who have an agenda to legalise abortion. And 1 a week, by the way, Sean, 1 a week is the number in Britain of children who are aborted at late term and who are just left to die. 15,000 is the number of aborted children who were incinerated and used to heat British hospitals last year, according to Channel 4. People like Claire Daly have nothing to say to those appalling realities. What I am proposing is that this matter is best dealt with according to evidence-based medicine. And the evidence we heard, and I sat through the Oireachtas hearings at length last year, I didn't see much of Claire at the Oireachtas hearings. The evidence that we heard last year was that it was wrong and dangerous to link suicidal feelings with the provision of abortion. And we may
Another
well
medical
be being
expert
the
said
outcome
the opposite.
of that. No, no, it was quite clear. And you had people like Dr. Sam Coulter-Smith point out that abortion was not a treatment for suicidal ideation.
Yes, but he did say on the programme yesterday that he did think another referendum should be held. Look, we're going to leave it there. No doubt we'll be talking.
But on the medicine, he was very clear last year. And it shows the irresponsibility of what Enda Kenny and his cohort of ministers did last year. We have a very mad and bad and dangerous abortion law, which is not good for unfortunate, vulnerable women in this situation. We have a bewildered, unhappy woman in this situation, and a child
Claire
who
Daly,
we don't yet know is a boy or a girl struggling for his or her life in an incubator. We can do better than that as a society.
Claire Daly, last word to you, just briefly if you would please. Do you think the government is going to take any action? There seems to be no great indication that it will this side of the next general election. It'll be for the next government to revisit this matter.
Well, that has been their position all along, but I do think that the horrific nature of this case actually puts them under more pressure. I think people are beginning to wake up to the issue. There's a protest tomorrow at 6 o'clock at the Spire of people demanding a referendum. There's a Repeal the Eighth Amendment conference on the 6th of September. And I think maybe the silent majority of people who believe that we need to legislate for abortion in a whole number of circumstances are going to begin to take action and say that we need a referendum. We need this dealt with, and waiting for the next government simply
the people
to be continued.
We're
leaving it there. Senator Ronan Mullen and Deputy Claire Daly, thank you both for being with us. We'll be back with a look at the implications, or the impact, I should say, of the Putin sanctions against European food and other products after the break.